You're listening to SBS News.
This week, the first American to be vaccinated against the coronavirus in front of the cameras was a black nurse from New York. The jab administered by a black doctor.
How are you feeling? I've been great.
And that was no accident. It pointed to an awareness that mistrust in the vaccine is at its highest among some of those who've been affected by the virus the most, African Americans.
The first thing you might want to say to my African American brothers and sisters is that the vaccine that you're going to take was developed by an African American woman.
America's foremost infectious diseases expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has been trying to do his bit to convince people, but many aren't buying it.
It's a long time coming, yes indeed.
Hey, here we are.
Kimmone Freeman is a Washington, D.C. radio personality and has been vocal about his intention not to take the vaccine. If anything, the efforts focused on black people are making him all the more skeptical.
It does not ring true when you say that you want to move us to the front of the line because we've been disproportionately affected by this. I lost a cousin to COVID. I have friends who have lost loved ones to COVID, so I'm not immune to the loss.
If there is a chance that a vaccine that has been approved not just here but in other countries will stop you and others losing relatives, isn't that something?
Again, I encourage people to make a decision for themselves. If you're asking me personally, I'm not taking the coronavirus vaccine. I don't think it has reached the level of confidence for me to overlook the history and the apprehensiveness of my community's concerns with vaccines.
What does that mean?
That means that America doesn't have a great track record in the black community of being concerned about our health and well-being.
The massive disparity in coronavirus deaths, where black Americans have died at nearly three times the rate of white Americans, has exacerbated mistrust. But it's mistrust that was already deep-rooted.
Well, today, America does remember the hundreds of men used in research without their knowledge.
One of the most shameful chapters in American medical history was a syphilis study carried out on hundreds of poor black men in Tuskegee, Alabama, that only came to an end after 40 years in the 1970s. Later, while President Bill Clinton formally addressed the issue.
What the United States government did was shameful, and I am sorry.
Decades on, that episode unquestionably still has reverberations today and is playing into African-American mistrust of a coronavirus vaccine, as I quickly found on the streets of D.C.
Black people have been tricked, used on experimentations, so that's why we kind of, you know, we know our history, man. We ain't just stupid. Is this a trick on population control?
You think a lot of people feel that way?
Yeah, yeah. Man, population control, all kinds of things.
So are you guys going to get the vaccine when it's available?
Me? No, I think I'm going to try it.
Almost every day amidst her huge work commitments, Dr. Lisa Fitzpatrick, or Dr. Lisa, goes to areas with high African American populations, sets up a table on the footpath, and answers people's questions on health.
The first three people that came to you today, two of them said, yeah, we're not sure about this vaccine.
Yeah.
You're seeing that a lot.
Oh, a ton. But it's understandable. You don't have to go all the way back to Tuskegee so many years ago to understand why people are distrustful of the healthcare system. You can go sit in an emergency room or a doctor's office today and see how someone who's poor, someone who's black might be treated differently than someone who's not.
A recent survey showed nearly 60% of African Americans said they would not get vaccinated.
My fear is if we don't find a way to communicate the urgency of this to people is that people will continue to die. We already know that black and brown people have some of the highest death rates from COVID. So we have to find a way. Like, it's a moral imperative for us to figure this out.